Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Bill Belichick.
Oh, I like the song.
You like this?
North Carolina, did you say beat Duke in that lyric?
Yeah. So that was Bill Belichick on a clip posted today, right, Stiz?
Today.
Yeah, like 30 minutes ago.
Today.
Interesting. Interesting. So we remember that famous quote from his introductory press conference about what? Can you remind me what Bill Belichick's first words supposedly were?
As I grew up, you know, you hear the same story over and over and over and over again. And so one story I always heard was Billy's first words were, beat Duke.
Oh! Well, I got bad news for Billy.
What happened?
Because 70-odd years later, he did not beat Duke. They lost 32-25 over the weekend. Stiz, North Carolina's 4-7.
Kept it competitive, though.
They we're going to get to that. It was competitive, all right.
They won two games in a row.
And this was so a winnable football game.
Remember that first drive of that first game, though?
Oh, so sweet, wasn't it? Jordan's looking on.
Wow. Stiz, this was a winnable football game if it were not for the communication and execution of North Carolina, which I believe they're taking some weird victory lap after a loss about on social media. So setting up the situation, North Carolina was up 25-24. Duke was driving. Duke faced a fourth down, and I don't have the exact yardage in front of me. They were at, like, say, the 20-yard line-ish, 30-20, somewhere in there. They're going to kick a field goal, right? They're going to kick a field goal to take a two-point lead.
Yeah, you think.
Only they didn't, Bill Belichick. They ran a fake field goal. They ran the ball down to inside the 5-yard line. Then they scored a touchdown to win the game 32-25. Obviously, the inclination there from Duke is if they kick the field goal, they give North Carolina the ball back with 2+ minutes to play, the chance to then come down and kick their own game-winning field goal.
Beat Duke.
You didn't. In fact, you had poor communication and execution. When a fake field goal happens, What's that black eye for a football team?
Well,
it's
obviously they were not prepared, first off.
Who prepares a football team?
That would be the head coach.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's all about.
That's absolutely not true.
No, it's true, Bill. You would be the first to say it. So you got to coach better. Did he do we got to coach better after that game?
I hope he did, because
that's usually
to.
One of his favorites to throw in.
And they
in
should.
There.
He did shake hands with Duke's head coach.
He wasn't mad at him for running a fake against him.
Well, he was mad at the world, but he did shake his hand, which is a little step up for him. But they are not going to get bowl eligible. They are not going to go to a bowl like they did last year when Mac Brown was fired for making a bowl game.
How many games did they win last year?
I believe they were 6-6, and then I think they might have won the bowl game.
So they're okay.
So
they
regressed.
They could still. Well, if they win,
they'll be 5-7.
Right.
They're 5-7 at best.
Right.
And they did the bowl season on a much lower budget. They weren't putting a $10 million coach out there, a $1 million GM, a $20 million roster. They weren't going to Saudi Arabia to ask for Saudi investment funds for the. There was a lower budget operation that was winning more. Huh, that's interesting how that works.
Yeah, but he had his all the recruits. He had plenty of time. Like, we came in this year and didn't really have time to recruit.
Oh, yeah.
We had to, you know, we didn't have our people established, right?
Duke.
You didn't.
I mean, I'm thinking just, of all these things you. Bill's going to say to him when he's trying to justify them keeping him around.
And yet, Fitzy, with them losing to Duke and Bill Belichick guaranteeing that he'll have a losing record in his first year in college football, what was his record in his final year of pro football? Was it a winning record? Did he go out on top like John Elway?
It was 4 wins.
Oh.
And 13 defeats.
Oh, interesting. So he had 4 wins with the Patriots. He has 4 wins with UNC. He's a 4-win football coach.
He's a man of symmetry, obviously.
I like it. And yet today we have a report from Josina Anderson on Twitter that says, new, I'm told, quote, at least 2 NFL teams are still to have interest in talking to Bill Belichick.
I want names.
Behind the scenes, at the very least, about head coach jobs this carousel season, per a league source.
Yeah.
Quote, a third team could also enter the mix with desires to talk.
Name them.
Particularly, Ted, if one specific personnel change is made under ownership, the source said.
Wow.
There's a side note here. There's more to the story of why Belichick did not end up head coaching another NFL team a couple seasons ago. With his own desires and preferences regarding workplace dynamics playing more into a part of it than I think has been discussed, publicly known, or given real credence. At any rate, Belichick still has deep respect from a number of owners across the league.
Name them.
And that is what matters. So I just, and we're going to get
signed Jordan Hudson.
Seriously.
Feels like a little bit.
Source.
P.S. I'm suing you, Pablo.
From Chapel Hill.
I think it, and we're going to get into some of that, what Fitzy referenced tomorrow, some of the soap opera stuff surrounding Bill Belichick. We decided today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Tuesday. It's a football day. Yeah. TED Talk, Hoyer, Schlereth. Yeah. We stick to football. So we're sticking to the football aspect of this. He's not a good coach. He lost to Duke, and he looked like a poorly coached football team with the game
Beat
on the line.
Duke.
And now these stories that he might be wanted back in the NFL. But let's run the numbers. So she says 2 NFL teams are expected to have interest. Well, there's only 2 jobs available right now, right? Tennessee and the Giants. So a third team would have some interest if a key personnel decision was made in the...
Yeah,
I think that's firing your head coach.
Yeah,
there's not 3 jobs open right now.
Typical Bill. Someone's got to go for me to come in there, right?
And then this other aspect before, again, we're going to get an interesting update on this from Dan Ball. The other aspect of this is, so now we're supposed to believe he kind of blew up the opportunities a couple years ago with the Falcons. I thought first he was embarrassed. No. First, Robert blew up his spot. First, Robert cost him
the
jobs.
He called the owner and said, you don't want to hire Bill. Right?
Then we had the report from Tom Palasero that Bill was embarrassed that he didn't get a job.
That was all of last week.
Right. So
that report came out.
Convenient that last week he was embarrassed.
Yeah.
This week we have a report that actually You didn't know this. This hasn't even been out there. He was the reason he didn't get a job.
Bill Belichick has done it again.
He wasn't comfortable with the workplace dynamics, so he blew up those. Oh, yeah. That's interesting. So why were you embarrassed? Oh, and this comes out the week after. So,
This is Josina, care of Bill Belichick, throwing a turd in a punch bowl. That's trying to get us all confused and throwing off the scent, Fitzy. It just is. I mean, this report from Josina Anderson, are we supposed to take her serious?
Well, update Dan Ball.
The quote tweet, less than an hour after this original report came out, said, oh, and please sleep on this report.
Oh.
She's also very active in her own comments, responding to people who would dare say that her report may
name
be.
Name them, Josina. I want to see you name them.
Yeah.
I'm calling BS on it, too.
Some responses include, what if I told you he is a, quote, top two, end quote, choice right now for one NFL team as of today? Again, naming zero teams. That's not quite how that went. And as far as I understand, Bill Belichick is not pressed to clean it up either. She's responding to people. Oh. She's, quote, tweeting it and basically challenging you. Like, yeah, discredit it. Tell me that I'm crazy. Yeah. Tell me that I'm wrong and see what happens.
She's saying it with her chest. Like it or not, she's saying it with her chest.
Well, but also, she gave herself an escape strategy. If you say he's a top two candidate, you just say, oh, they went with the other guy.
Yeah.
Like, you're not saying he's the top candidate.
The classic, we're going to go a different direction.
Right.
I mean, you're basically got an out for yourself when you don't name teams.
Absolutely.
So, why didn't she just say it's the Giants and?
And I'm going to say Jordan's involved.
Well, no, the Giants have already put out a statement.
Well, yeah, the Giants.
They had to respond to Bill's response.
Right. It's so ridiculous.
It's responding to all these reports.
So the Titans, who didn't want Mike Vrabel, Amy Strunk Adams, didn't want Mike Vrabel. She soured, wants to bring in Bill.
Oh, I love it.
Does that make sense?
Vrabel took Bill's job, and now Bill's going to take his old job.
And he got a franchise quarterback, and then Bill
can
ruin.
The one guy that's
got
to go is Cam Ward.
Maybe. But also, this feels like there's Jordan in this because the
she's in everything, bro.
Speed with which Josina Anderson basically said, it's almost like Jordan was watching Twitter to see if it got reaction.
I love
that. Is this on
theory.
The ticker yet?
Oh,
it's not on the ticker yet.
Yes.
Hey, Josina, you got to go back and challenge people to take it more seriously.
You know what?
They're not taking it
seriously.
I feel
bad
enough.
For Josina. This is where she's at in her career. She's basically having Jordan Hudson pull the strings for her.
Yeah, it feels like that.
You
yeah.
don't know that.
Well, what is she? Where is she? Where's Josina Anderson since ESPN? Do you even know?
She's out here at North Carolina breaking news.
Breaking stories. All right, Fitz.
Breaking or making?
Good point.
Breaking up or making up?
Stiz, that's, you know, touche, Stiz.
Will you choose to take the reports that he was embarrassed? So, like, which, how do you decide which ones say are true?
Was it Tom Pelissero?
Tom Pelissero.
I trust Josina
more. I trust more. I pick my sources. Credibility, things like that matter. Yes, Dan Ball.
I mean, she works at where we all go in the morning.
One speaking with her chest and the other one isn't.
To get our news, which is, of course, the exhibitnewsnetwork.com.
I love that.
I get that. In my
the
my
rapper new, exhibit
the Athletic, Boston Globe, and exhibitnewsnetwork.com.
ENN.
Good point, Dan.
I have never heard of that before in my life.
I don't think anybody has. So that's the translation for saying she's unemployed.
Is she like self-publishing this now? Like that's that. I wrote a book. I self-published it, but I wrote a book. It's you can buy it. Actually, please buy it. I need a few friends and family to buy it to get my money back.
Jeez.
Oh boy. So good as stuff. I said, that is the latest on Bill Belichick, the coach at North Carolina.
Tremendous.
Maybe a future NFL coach if you believe Josina Anderson. Tomorrow we will get to problems in his love life between his girlfriend and his daughter-in-law, and also his girlfriend is threatening to sue people, even though they seem to have pretty strong receipts, some of which they're actually sharing on the internet, on Twitter right now. Oh. So I look forward to this lawsuit, Jordan Hudson. I look forward to
and
discovery.
The hits just
yes,
keep on
Ball.
Coming.
And Jordan is currently out here retweeting people saying that Pablo Torre is lying. So she's in the fight. It's going to be a lot more interesting in 24 hours.
Let's go,
she
baby.
She needs to learn the panda emoji. She should just start using the panda emoji.
She needs a thanks for listening that she can go
she
to.
She needs a something. Good Lord, I can't believe I'm giving advice to Jordan Hudson. But we'll talk about that tomorrow. Coming up next on Odds and Ends, we've dealt with spitting. How would Ted Johnson deal with hitting in a very, very sensitive region of the body? That's up next here on WEEI.
Billy's first words were, beat Duke.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.